You'll hear a man called David Briggs giving a talk about his work as a volunteer on a turtle conservation program in Western Australia. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
I want to tell you about my work as a volunteer on a turtle conservation program this summer in Western Australia. I'd been looking through various websites with my mother, trying rather unsuccessfully to find something interesting to do before I went to university, when my uncle rang me and told me about this turtle tagging program. Basically, they were asking for people to help with the actual tagging, you know, attaching electronic tags to the turtles so that scientists can collect vital data about them. So I emailed them and got all the information. There was a choice of sites we could work at, the mainland one or the one on an island miles out into the ocean. I didn't want to be stuck right out there, so my choice was easy. They wanted people who preferably had prior experience of working on conservation projects, which I hadn't, or who were keen on marine science, and that was what I was going to study at university, so that helped me get a place on the programme. I was warned that the work would be very physical. In fact, we all had to attend a medical assessment to check whether we were fit enough for the work, and there were tests to show our ability to run over longish distances, not my favourite occupation, and also whether we had the strength to lift heavy objects. Curiously, we weren't asked if we could swim, which I really thought would have been important, but I was told that most of the work took place on the beach. The conditions offered were pretty good. Accommodation was provided, and of course training, which just left me with having to pay for transport. I did think we might have to pay for food, but nope, all included. My mother provided me with lots of chocolate, as that's one luxury she knows I can't live without. Of course, as volunteers, we weren't paid for the work, but that didn't really worry me. When I got out there, I soon realised why physical fitness was important. My team had to do beach patrols at night. The female turtles come out of the ocean and onto the beach to nest then. Other volunteers worked different shifts doing other stuff in the daytime. Our patrols had to identify, tag, measure and collect data on all the turtles that were there. So you had to know what you were doing and do it fast. But what really mattered to me was to be gentle so as not to distress the turtles. Each shift lasted for about 8 hours, and that might include walking up to 15 kilometres on soft sand. And on top of all that, we were operating in conditions of high humidity. I didn't enjoy the humidity, but I liked the heat. The same couldn't be said for my mates on the programme, who found that hard to cope with, but we were all glad to get back to our air-conditioned huts after our shifts. Sometimes, when you were tired in the middle of a shift, it was a challenge to maintain concentration, but our commitment to the project was total, so our enthusiasm never seemed to flag. The scientists used the data we collected to monitor turtle behaviour, including breeding, feeding and migration patterns. I had a good laugh with all the other volunteers when we weren't working. They were all young, but not all filling in time between school and university like me. Some were unemployed. Most of them were returners, some for the sixth time. I learnt a lot about turtles and conservation issues from them. I'd consider doing it again, as I thought it was a really worthwhile programme.
Now you'll hear part two again.
I want to tell you about my work as a volunteer on a turtle conservation program this summer in Western Australia. I'd been looking through various websites with my mother, trying rather unsuccessfully to find something interesting to do before I went to university, when my uncle rang me and told me about this turtle tagging program. Basically, they were asking for people to help with the actual tagging, you know, attaching electronic tags to the turtles so that scientists can collect vital data about them. So I emailed them and got all the information. There was a choice of sites we could work at, the mainland one or the one on an island miles out into the ocean. I didn't want to be stuck right out there, so my choice was easy. They wanted people who preferably had prior experience of working on conservation projects, which I hadn't, or who were keen on marine science, and that was what I was going to study at university, so that helped me get a place on the programme. I was warned that the work would be very physical. In fact, we all had to attend a medical assessment to check whether we were fit enough for the work. And there were tests to show our ability to run over longish distances, not my favourite occupation, and also whether we had the strength to lift heavy objects. Curiously, we weren't asked if we could swim, which I really thought would have been important, but I was told that most of the work took place on the beach. The conditions offered were pretty good. Accommodation was provided, and of course training, which just left me with having to pay for transport. I did think we might have to pay for food, but nope, all included. My mother provided me with lots of chocolate, as that's one luxury she knows I can't live without. Of course, as volunteers, we weren't paid for the work, but that didn't really worry me. When I got out there, I soon realised why physical fitness was important. My team had to do beach patrols at night. The female turtles come out of the ocean and onto the beach to nest then. Other volunteers worked different shifts doing other stuff in the daytime. Our patrols had to identify, tag, measure and collect data on all the turtles that were there. So you had to know what you were doing and do it fast. But what really mattered to me was to be gentle so as not to distress the turtles. Each shift lasted for about 8 hours, and that might include walking up to 15 kilometres on soft sand. And on top of all that, we were operating in conditions of high humidity. I didn't enjoy the humidity, but I liked the heat. The same couldn't be said for my mates on the programme, who found that hard to cope with, but we were all glad to get back to our air-conditioned huts after our shifts. Sometimes, when you were tired in the middle of a shift, it was a challenge to maintain concentration, but our commitment to the project was total, so our enthusiasm never seemed to flag. The scientists used the data we collected to monitor turtle behaviour, including breeding, feeding and migration patterns. I had a good laugh with all the other volunteers when we weren't working. They were all young, but not all filling in time between school and university like me. Some were unemployed. Most of them were returners, some for the sixth time. I learnt a lot about turtles and conservation issues from them. I'd consider doing it again, as I thought it was a really worthwhile programme.
That's the end of part two. Now turn to part three.